to today. So we do need to be there when we talk about benefits for city employees who are transgender, and we do need to be there when there are hate crimes and there are murders, and we need to call them out, and we need to stand against that violence. But we need to do more. We need to stand against injustice when it comes to housing conditions. We need to stand against injustice when it comes to economic opportunity. We need to be there for everyone in the transgender community, everyone in San Francisco who's struggling. In a 10-room or a 6th Street hotel full of disease, ready to burn down, we need to be there to transform San Francisco for everyone, especially those in the transgender community, the most discriminated against people in San Francisco to this day. But thank you for standing up today. This, I believe, is the most important part of Pride, because justice is still not here for the transgender community, but it will be through this type of action. Thank you very much.
San Francisco has been the most amazing beachhead for the LGBT community, and we're very proud of that. But as this country shifts right wing, as this state shifts right wing with Bush and Schwarzenegger and people who do not understand our progressive vein whatsoever, we can't afford to cede any principles that people for so long have fought so hard for. And why it's so important today that here with the transgender community that we speak loud and clear, and we tell this goddamn country, as we tell this state, that there should never be any equality whatsoever. I look forward to marching on Sunday as well.
So on behalf of the elected family, we want to tell you we are here with you. If you do two things, please see the Susan Stryker documentary, Screaming Queens, the riot at Compton's cafeteria, about an event that will be 40 years old where transgenders in the Tenderloin stood up and fought back against police injustice. And look for Transgender SF for the float in the parade. It's amazing. My float's being built next to theirs. It goes from revolution and Stonewall to family values. It's a beautiful float for Transgender SF. Watch them in the parade. We love you.